Modern Woodmen Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodmen Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodmen Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodmen Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
With 130 games already in the books, the Quad Cities River Bandits are back for one more regular season contest as they wrap up a six-game homestand and their final series of the year against the Beloit Skycarp, the high-A affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Welcome back into the John O'Donnell Press Box, everybody. Kyle Kirchville joining you here in downtown Davenport, where the Bandits will wrap up this series before a day off yesterday and starting their playoff set against the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers Tuesday, September 10th, right back here in the Quad Cities. But first, some work to do. Brooks Conrad's crew going for its fifth straight series win. They've got a 3-2 win lead on this Skycarp squad coming into tonight after yesterday picking up a win in the form of a 5-3 victory. 7 of the 8 runs scored yesterday came via the homer, and of course Spencer Nivens got in on the action. He whacked 2 to move his total on the year to 20. He becomes just the 8th River Bandit since 1960 to record a 20 home run season, and he is the first to do so since a guy named Michael Massey did so back in 2021. Well, as we always like to do on Sunday, we're going to open up the River Bandits pregame show with this week's edition of the Royals Minor League Report. We've got news, notes, highlights, everything you need to know that's going on in the Kansas City Royals farm system. And then when we come back, we'll get you the starting lineups, dive into the starting pitching matchup, and get you set for this series and regular season finale. Without further ado, I send it to Nick Batters, the play-by-play voice of the AAA Omaha Storm Chasers.
This is the Royals Minor League Report, presented by Raising Royals, AAA Omaha.
The regular season is winding down for the playoff-bound Omaha Storm Chasers, and the penultimate road trip of the season took the Chasers to Memphis, Tennessee, to square off with the St. Louis Cardinals AAA affiliate, the Memphis Redbirds. For both outfielder Tyler Gentry and pitcher Jonathan Bolin, it's a homecoming. The two grew up in nearby Arlington, Tennessee, and regularly attended Redbirds games. This was the first time they played in the stadium as professionals. Gentry connected for his 14th homer of the year Friday, but Bolin managed to one-up him Saturday, tossing an immaculate 7th inning. Bolin kicks and deals, swing and a miss, strike 3, an immaculate 7th inning for Jonathan Bolin. 9 pitches, 9 strikes, 3 strikeouts in his hometown of Memphis, Tennessee. Bolin's immaculate frame was just the 3rd at the AAA level this year and the 3rd for an Omaha pitcher since 2005. The series opened with a bang Tuesday as the Chasers erupted for 13 runs on 17 hits, including a perfect day at the plate for catcher Rodolfo Duran, who went 5-for-5 with a walk and 4 runs batted in. He's the first Storm Chaser in more than a decade to take 6 plate appearances in a game and reach base in every one. While Omaha won just the game Tuesday in Memphis, the Storm Chasers are still closing in on the franchise record of 86 wins in a season, with the 2024 Storm Chasers holding 81 wins through Saturday's action. The final homestand of the regular season brings the Toledo Mudheads, Detroit's AAA affiliate, to town for 6 games beginning Tuesday at Warner Park. For the Omaha Storm Chasers, I'm Nick Batters.
Double-A Northwest Arkansas.
After dropping back-to-back series in Little Rock and at home against Frisco, the Naturals traveled north to the friendly confines of Hammonds Field in Springfield, Missouri to face the first half North Division champion Springfield Cardinals, where NWA had won 7 of 9 already this season. The series started off with a win Tuesday, edging out the Cards in a close 2-1 contest. Springfield bounced back to take the second game of the week 10-5 before the Naturals took another one-run game behind a gutty performance by Steven Zoback on the mound. Friday, the Naturals blew a 5-run lead in an 11-7 loss, their biggest blown lead of the season. Saturday, the Naturals secured a series split at worst after Cardinals freshly promoted prospect Chase Davis homered in his first Double-A at bat to give Springfield the lead in the second. Diego Hernandez led off the third with a blast of his own. Diego Hernandez digs in against Max Ragic. First pitch to Diego, a rocket to right field. That ball's deep, back and gone. Onto the roof of the offices in right field, and Diego Hernandez's 8th home run of the season ties the ball game in the third. Diego's game-tying blast was his 8th long ball of the season, and it kick-started the NWA offense. The Naturals took the lead thanks to a 2-run 4th and extended the lead when Josh Lester hit his team-leading 17th homer of the season to start off the 5th inning. A pair of errors brought home a pair of runs for the Cardinals in the bottom of the 5th to make it a 1-run game, but the Naturals extended their lead in the 8th with 2 more scores. Beckway locked down a 1-2-3 ninth, securing his 11th save of the year and a 6-3 victory. During the game, the Arkansas Travelers defeated the Corpus Christi Hooks, eliminating Northwest Arkansas from playoff contention for 2024 in the process. The Naturals finish up their series with the Cardinals Sunday at 4:35 p.m., then head back to Northwest Arkansas to close out the 2024 season with a 6-game series against the Mariners' Double-A affiliate, the Arkansas Travelers, who are postseason bound at their expense beginning Tuesday. From Hammonds Field in Springfield, Missouri, with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, I'm Sean Murnan.
High A, Quad Cities.
For the first time since 2021, the River Bandits are postseason bound. After taking 3 of their first 5 against the Beloit Skycar, Quad Cities not only secured a playoff berth Wednesday, but also a second-half division title. Now, while the Bats put together their best month of the season in August, September has been dominated by the rotation, with 4 Quad Cities pitchers posting scoreless starts. Per usual, Ryan Ramsey opened the series on a high note, twirling 6 of the Bandits' 9 shutout frames Tuesday to lower his ERA to just 2.43, the Midwest League's lowest mark among pitchers with 80-plus innings. Fellow lefty Frank Mazzucato has also been on a tear, and after tossing 4 scoreless, walkless frames a series ago, dropped 4 more Friday. The former first-rounder absolutely dominated from the get-go, striking out 5 of the first 6 batters he faced before ending the night with 8 to match his season high. The week also included a pair of accolades and a clean sweep of the Midwest League's monthly awards. While Ethan Bosacker narrowly edged Henry Williams for August Pitcher of the Month, Spencer Nivens ran away with Quad City's first Player of the Month since Michael Massey in July 2021. The outfielder picked up right where he left off, recording a pair of doubles in his team-best 25th multi-hit game Thursday, and then struck for multiple hits again Saturday, and did so with the long ball. Carter Jensen, who of course is in Double-A now, as he lifts one towards deep right center field, shade back at the wall, it is gone! New month, same Spencer Nivens. His second home run of the night is his 20th of the season. After wrapping up the regular season Sunday, Quad Cities hosts the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers for Game 1 of the Western Division Championship Series Tuesday at Modern Woodman Park. With the Quad Cities River Bandits, I'm Kyle Kercheval.
Single-A Columbia.
The Fireflies close out a historic season at Segra Park Sunday against the second-half South Division champion Charleston River Dogs with something on the line for the final game of the season. As of Saturday, the Fireflies sat at 68 wins on the campaign, which matches their franchise record for wins in a single season with the 2017 team. A big part of why the team has played so well down the stretch has been the play of undrafted free agent Callan Moss. The 20-year-old has reached base safely in all 21 games he's played for the Fireflies, which edges out Blake Mitchell for the longest on-base streak of 2024. The highlight this week, though, has been a different bat, the bat of Derlin Figueroa. Columbia's utility man homered in back-to-back games Wednesday and Thursday, but the second time he came to the plate Wednesday, this happened. 2. Breaking balls hammered to right field. Mateo back at the wall, and he's out of room. Derlin Figueroa with a multi-home run game, and he gives the Fireflies a 6-0 lead. All in all, Figueroa had 3 homers in 13 innings of play to get to his 13th homer of the campaign. Thanks so much for tuning in this season. It's been a pleasure to bring everyone Fireflies action across 2024. For one final time, I'm John Kosis.
This has been the Royals Minor League Report, presented by Raising Royals. Follow Raising Royals, the official account of Royals player development, on X, Instagram, and TikTok for highlights, profiles, and more.
With that, we welcome you back inside Modern Woodman Park, the home of the High A affiliate, the Quad Cities River Bandits. Today, they wrap up a six-game series against the Beloit Skycarp and conclude the 2024 regular season. Kyle Kirchville welcoming you back here on Valley Live, MILB TV, and of course at riverbandits.com. Let's go ahead and get you the starting lineups for Game 6 of this set. First, for the visiting Skycarp, the High A affiliate of the Miami Marlins. They enter the game 60-68 on the season, 30-35 in the second half. They are 24-39 away from ABC Supply Stadium. Leading off for Beloit, it's their center fielder, Colby Shade. Yidi Capé is back in the lineup, batting second and playing third base. And batting third, the catcher, Ryan Ignafo. Kemp Alderman will be back in the cleanup spot. He's playing right field. Mark Coley II bats fifth and plays left. And batting sixth, it's the first baseman, Brock Vredenberg. Jay Beshears will man shortstop and bat seventh. Brett Roberts back at DH, hits eighth and batting ninth. Making his first start of the week, it's JT Mabry, the second baseman. On the mound for Beloit, making his 19th start of the season, it's the 24-year-old righty from Sun Valley, Idaho, Ike Buxton. In his first 18 starts, Buxton 2-7 with a 4.94 ERA. All things considered, he's had a solid season, but he has struggled mightily against the River Bandits. In 8 1/3 innings pitched against Quad Cities this year, that's two starts, Buxton has allowed 11 earned runs, and last time he faced Quad Cities, gave up a season-high 7. That was at ABC Supply Stadium on August 18th. Buxton took the loss, giving up 7 runs in 3 2/3 innings. Now the starting lineup for the Quad Cities River Bandits, the High A affiliate of the Kansas City Royals. They will conclude the season today, 67-63 overall, entering the finale. 37-28 in the second half, and 33-31 here at home. Last night's victory clinched Quad Cities a second half division title. It's their first division title since way before Quad Cities was a Royals affiliate. Because remember, in 2021, there were no divisions. At least it didn't matter in terms of playoff play. It was just the two top teams in the league, Quad Cities and Cedar Rapids. So the Bandits now back to a more traditional playoff berth, so to speak. They clinched their spot Wednesday and then officially claim the division yesterday. Leading off for them this afternoon, it's the second baseman Justin Johnson. Spencer Nivens will bat second and play left, and batting third, the first baseman Jack Caglione. He is the Royals' number one prospect and the 18th ranked in all of baseball. Batting fourth, the third baseman Trevor Werner. Carson Rockefeller bats fifth and plays center. And batting sixth, the DH, the Royals' number two prospect, Blake Mitchell. He's top 60 in baseball. Batting seventh, it's the shortstop, Dustin Dickerson. Sam Kulasingham bats eighth and plays right. And batting ninth, rounding out the card, it's the catcher, Omar Hernandez. On the mound for the River Bandits, it's the 22-year-old lefty from Managua, Nicaragua, Oscar Rayo. He gets his 25th appearance of the season and his seventh start. Rayo has been one of the best pitchers in High A. He's 5-0 this season with a 2.26 ERA. He will eclipse the 80-inning mark tonight. 79 2/3 frames pitched thus far with 76 strikeouts and just 19 walks. His 1.08 whip is one of the best in the Midwest League, as is his 2.29 opponent's batting average. Quad Cities taking the field here at Modern Woodman Park. Fans still making their way into the ballpark as they will watch the Bandits wrap up the regular season today before starting postseason action next week. Time to close down the River Bandits pregame show. When we come back, it's First Pitch live on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodman Park's 5 unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
For the final time in the regular season, River Bandits baseball is back on the air. Good Sunday afternoon, everybody. Kyle Kirchville thrilled to be joining you for the Bandits series and season finale as they wrap up a 131-game schedule. The game was canceled earlier this year, and a six-game series against the Beloit Skycarp. Leading the way in this Sunday contest, it's the lefty, Oscar Rayo. He gets the start for Brooks Conrad for the seventh time this season. Today marks his 25th appearance after opening up the summer in Quad Cities bullpen. Rayo, elite this year, 5-0 with a 2.26 ERA. He has 76 strikeouts to just 19 walks and is taking on a Skycarp team he has had a lot of success against this year. He's made four total appearances against Beloit, including one start, and he owns a .71 ERA, giving up just one tally in 12 and two-thirds innings pitched. The Bandits are in the home white threads to wrap up the regular season. The Skycarp in the alternate teals. Home plate umpire is Jonathan Rector. Shea Graham patrols the base paths. It still feels like fall out there, and I guess that's fitting, as we're already almost a week, actually a full week into the month of September. First pitch temperature this afternoon is going to clock in at 71 degrees with mostly sunny skies. Colby Shade on his way into the batter's box. He'll get the game going for Beloit. Rayo out of the windup. First pitch is blooped towards shallow center field. It's going to drop for a base hit. Well, that's a great sight to see for Colby Shade. That's his first hit in the series and his first in the month of September. That snaps an 0-for-22 skid, and he is quickly aboard for the two-hole hitter, Yidi Capay. Ryan Ignafo, the catcher, waits on deck. First pitch from Ryo, another swing, and that's skied towards shallow right. Looks playable. Justin Johnson, the second baseman, on the grass, will make the catch, and Shade retreats to first. There's one down. Carson Rockefeller will be in center field for the series finale. Nivens in left, Kulasingham in right. Dickerson over at short with J.J. at second. Werner at third, Caglione at first. Omar Hernandez handles the catching duties. Ryan Ignafo was not in the lineup yesterday for Beloit. Last game he played in was Friday. He went 0 for 4. Left on right, the first pitch is taken for a strike on the outer half. It's 0-1. Ryo, 6'1", 180 pounds, the left-hander from Managua, Nicaragua. A guy who's not going to blow it by you velocity-wise, but boy, does he pound the zone. Here's a throw to first. Back standing up is Shade. Not only does he throw a lot of strikes, but he is one of the best pitchers in the Bandits' rotation in terms of ground ball rate. That's a mark at 48% for him this year. 0-1, runner goes, and Ignafo fouls it over top the first base dugout. Quickly, 0-2. Ignafo's spent time at two different levels in the Marlins system this year. Most of his time spent with single-A Jupiter, where he hit .330. But he has been just as good, if not better, with Beloit. A .320 average here in high A. 0-2. In the dirt, gets away from Hernandez, but the catcher gets to it quickly, and Shade stays put at first base. First pitch temperature, 71 degrees, as I mentioned. At this time, not a ton of wind to speak of. A very light breeze blowing in from right field. Ryo with the long blue sleeves on per usual. He throws over to first, and Shade back standing. Ryo's one of those guys that's going to wear sleeves, whether it's 40 degrees or 90 degrees. Some pitchers just like the way that feels. 1-2. Slide step, fastball outside, back pick to first. Caglione's tag just late. Head first slide from Shade to get back to the bag. Now Colby has 7 stolen bases in 32 games for Beloit this season, but the Bandits haven't had to worry about him a lot on the base paths this week. 2-2, popped up, left side, third baseman Werner calls off Dickerson and makes the catch in the grass for the second out. So after the leadoff single from Shade, Ryo responds with back-to-back pop-ups. And it brings up the number 13 prospect in the Marlins system, the Skycarp right fielder Kemp Alderman. I mentioned during the pregame show, 7 of the runs scored in the game last night came via homer. Alderman had one of those as he takes a breaking ball inside. Kemp hit a 2-run shot in the 4th inning, which accounted for 2 of the 3 Beloit runs and his 2nd blast in 32 games with the Carp. 1-0. Fouled off home plate umpire Jonathan Rector. He looks to be okay. It's 1-1. Alderman's been swinging it well in this series. He's 5 for 18 in the set with a triple and a homer. He's 5 for his last 12 overall. The pitch. Outer half, the changeup missed. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. Ryo's last appearance was one of his worst in a while, and it wasn't even that bad. Pitched 4 innings against Wisconsin up in Appleton. Gave up just 2 runs in 4 innings. Struck out 4. 2-1. Popped up again. Center of the infield. The shortstop Dickerson comes in. Looks like Werner's going to take charge, and he does. The third baseman makes the catch to end the frame, and nothing comes from the leadoff single. 3 pop-ups induced by Oscar Ryo. Bandits to the plate against Ike Buxton in the bottom of the first. We're scoreless on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Ike Buxton's completing his warm-up tosses for Beloit. The right-hander gets the start for the Sky Carp in this series finale. Oscar Rio, the starter for Quad Cities, gave up a single on the first pitch of the ball game, but after that retired the next three hitters in order, all three via pop-up to strand shade and bring Quad Cities to the dish. Top third of Brooks Conrad's lineup today, Justin Johnson, Spencer Nivens, and Jack Caglione. Right on right, first pitch to JJ is taken low for ball one. Buxton, 6'3", 208 pounds, originally recruited out of high school as a catcher. Here's the 1-0. Breaking ball fouled towards the first base side, a late swing from Johnson, and it's 1-1. Buxton eventually transitioned to the hill and caught the attention of the Miami Marlins, who drafted him in the 15th round out of Lipscomb in 2022. The pitch. Low and outside, two balls and one strike. Justin Johnson is a former Demon Deacon, playing in his 101st game for Quad Cities this year, one of just five players to do so. 2-1 pitch. Ground ball to the left side. Shortstop Bashirs has it with a backhand. Long throw to first is not held on to by Vredenburg. Johnson is safe, and Brock has really had some issues over at that spot in the last couple of ball games. Let's take a look at the replay on Bally Live and MILB TV. Hey, just straight up dropped it. That's going to be an E3, so JJ does not extend his on-base streak, but he is safely aboard for Spencer Nivens, who gave the Bandits a 2-0 lead with a two-run homer in the first inning yesterday. First pitch inside for ball one. It was officially the first swing of the game. Johnson led off, took a called strike one, but then four straight out of the zone before Nivens took ball one and then launched a two-run blast over the right field fence. Buxton's 1-0. Outer half, a called strike one. Nivens homered in the first and then came to the plate again in the fifth and homered again. Second multi-home run performance for him this season. Buxton's 1-1. There goes Johnson. The pitch is low. Throw to second from Ignafo. Gets into center field, but Johnson's not going anywhere. He's content with 90 feet and his 16th stolen base of the year. Bandits have taken advantage of that air thus far and have put the potential first run of the game in scoring position. Nivens with 58 RBIs in 98 games this year. Right-hander delivers. 2-1 is a strike at the knees. Two balls, two strikes. That power sinker at 92. Buxton will throw that pitch. 92, 95 on the gun. Also features a slider and a changeup. He's someone that likes to pick up a lot of ground balls, but he's struggled to achieve that goal this year, at least as far as the numbers say. Johnson with his lead at second base. Long wait for Buxton. Now the 2-2. Low and inside on the slider, blocked by Ignafo. Johnson stays at second base. Last year, Buxton played in both high and double A. In the Marlins system, he had a ground ball rate of 65%. This year, it's down to 42%. The batting average on balls in play against him is 346, so you can make an argument he's getting a little bit unlucky, but guys are swinging it well against him overall. 3-2, fouled into the netting. Nivens stays alive. In 74 and two-thirds innings this year, Buxton's opponent batting average is .283. 40 walks, 85 hits in 74 and two-thirds innings. Good for a .167 whip. Bandits second, nobody out. Here's another 3-2 to Spencer. Again, fouled into the netting. Fastball on the outer half. And Nivens, per usual, putting together a quality plate appearance. He's got 20 home runs on the season, 19 in the second half, and more home runs than anyone in baseball since the start of August. 3-2 again. Line drive, right field. It's a base hit. Alderman plays three hops. Johnson gets a red light at third. The ball comes soaring in, and it's cut off by Vredenburg at first base. Spencer Nivens with a single as the first hit of the game for Quad Cities. That ball was just hit too hard for Johnson to consider scoring. Brooks Conrad is usually a very aggressive third base coach, but in the first inning with this guy, Jack Caglione, stepping up, there's no reason to push the envelope that much early on. So men at the corners, nobody out. Cags 0 for his last 8 at the dish. Buxton's pitch, Nivens takes off, a whiff at the dish, throw to second, will not come. Spencer Nivens picks up the Bandits' second stolen base of the inning and his 7th of the year. And there goes at least a conventional double play opportunity. 0-1. Called strike, low inside corner. It's that sinker at 93. That was a borderline call that goes towards Buxton's direction, so to speak. Caglione bats 232 as a Bandit. 9 doubles, 2 homers. He has struggled in this series against Beloit, but boy, he has not caught a break at seemingly any turn. 0-2. Low and in, popped away from McNaffo, but just a couple of steps to the right side. Caglione is 2 for 19 in this series. And even though he's 0 for his last 8, those have all been outs made on the field. He has not struck out. And typically when he puts the ball in play, it's hit very hard. It's just not fine in the grass right now. Buxton's 1-2. Inside with the fastball. Good take from Caglione. 2 balls, 2 strikes. In the bottom of the first here in the Quad Cities. Scoreless game thus far. Buxton still looking for his first out. And he's closing in on 20 pitches. Justin Johnson reached on an error. Then Nivens singled after a full count plate appearance. Those guys at third and second respectively with nobody out. And a big power threat at the dish. Now the 2-2. Ground ball, right side foul. Chris Corbett will play it off the sidewall and likely throw it into a well-occupied party plaza. Group areas filling up for this regular season finale. It's a perfect day to be having a cold drink and a hot dog somewhere outside. 2-2 once more. High and away. Good AB from Caglione. It's a second straight full count for Ike Buxton, not Byron Buxton. It's probably the first Buxton you think of, though, when it comes to baseball. 3-2 pitch. Tapper up the third baseline. Johnson breaks for the plate. Buxton's got no play. It's an infield single for Caglione, and the Bandits have a 1-0 lead. Fitting that after all the balls Cags has hit hard in this series that he's seen turn into outs, the dribbler that goes 30 feet up the third baseline becomes an RBI single. Doesn't matter how it's done, still counts as a hit. 3 straight base runners to begin the game for Quad Cities. They've got a 1-0 advantage. And men at the corners with still nobody out for the cleanup guy, third baseman Trevor Werner. Caglione picks up his 14th RBI in 29 games as a professional. First pitch. Werner takes a called strike on the inner half. Trevor immediately looking back to Jonathan Rector and confirming that pitch's location. Looks like the wind has picked up a little bit. The stars and stripes in left field. Blowing with a little bit of gusto in from right. The 0-1. Broken bat blooper towards second. It's caught by Mabry. And Nivens has to stay at third. That's the first out of the inning. Little soft line drive off the bat of Werner, which clearly snapped. That was 92 off the plate inside. So a likely outcome when swinging at that pitch. And now Buxton will search for a double play against Carson Rockefort. The right-hander delivers, and Carson takes a called strike. Carson in the five spot for the Bandits yesterday, 0-3, but with a walk. He's played in a team-high 122 games this year. The pitch, high and away, 1-1. 22-year-old from Beaumont, Texas. Top 10 in the league in RBIs with 61. He's also top 10 in extra base hits with 38. The pitch. In the dirt, nice stop by Ignafo. 2-1. The majority of his extra base hits this year have come via double. He has 23, which is tied for 9th best in the league. Justin Johnson is tied for 6th best with 24. That's a team-leading total. Hitters count for Rockefort. 2-1 on the way. Tapped foul. Back behind home. 2-2. Bottom of the first here in downtown Davenport. Quad Cities with a 1-0 lead on an RBI infield single from Jack Caglione, the number 18 prospect in all of baseball. Rockefort ranks number 28 in the Royals system per MLB Pipeline. Nivens still standing at third. The 2-2. Ground ball back up the middle. Knocked down by Buxton. He tries to throw to second and can't get it there. Safe at home is Nivens. And I think Rockefort's going to get an RBI single. Bandits now with a 2-0 lead. Buxton trying to make a crazy play at second base. That was tapped back to him. He knocked it down to his left, then falling over, tried to throw to second base. And Caglione was basically already there by the time the ball got out of Buxton's hand. So that's going to be a bit of a weird one to score. We'll see which direction it goes. But either way, Quad Cities has taken a 2-0 lead, and Buxton has recorded just one out in the first. I think Buxton probably should have gone to first. At least that's where the best option was. And his second best option was probably trying to go to the plate to get Nivens, but he opted for easily the most difficult, throwing about 90 degrees against his body. So first and second, one out. Blake Mitchell, now the hitter. First pitch. High fly, right center field. But that's going to stay in the yard. Shade into the alley, makes the catch. Caglione will not tag from second base, and there are two gone. Mitchell's another guy who's hit the ball hard, but still looking for his third high A hit. He's two for his first 15 now. That brings up Dustin Dickerson. Looks like Rockefort's reaching on a fielder's choice. So he is 0-1, but he does pick up another RBI, his 62nd of the year to lead the team. Now Dustin Dickerson, the batter. He'll take a little bit outside and perhaps low. It's 1-1. Dusty provided the only run in the game yesterday, not via homer. He struck for an RBI single in the fifth to knock Will Schomburg out of the game. 1-0, check swing, pitch inside. On the appeal, Shea Graham says that double D held up. It's 2-0. With that hit, Dickerson extended a modest hit streak to 4 games, batting .333 during the stretch with 4 walks and just 2 strikeouts. Buxton's 2-0 pitch, down and away, 3-0. There's already some activity in the Skycar bullpen. A right-hander has stood up as Buxton has recorded just 2 outs in this first frame and has needed 30-plus pitches. Caglione at second, Rockefort at first. The pitch. A swing from Dickerson, and he came up empty on the fastball. It's 3-1. A 2-0 lead for Quad Cities in the first. Dickerson is the 7th batter in the frame for the Bandits. Sam Kulasingham waits on deck. 3-1. Low and away, ball four, another walk for Dickerson. That's his team-leading 68th of the year. It brings him within one of Lansing's Will Simpson for top three in the league. And it will load the bases for Kulasingham. Buxton laboring through this inning. 32 pitches, 18 strikes. He now gets the second lieutenant. Switch hitter batting left-handed. First pitch. Outside for ball one. 20th game in high A for Sam. Getting the start in right field today. He's bounced around the diamond a bit for Brooks Conrad, but mostly been in right. 1-0. That's low. Two balls, no strikes. Kulasingham with three doubles, four RBIs in his first 19 games. Had himself a 10-game hit streak going into the game Friday, but had it snapped. That said, he singled yesterday. 2-0. Called strikeout or half. It's 2-1. Omar Hernandez next in line. He is the nine-hole hitter for Brooks today. Another hitter's count. Kulasingham takes the 2-1 for strike two. Sinker at 92 on the inner half. Two balls, two strikes. Bases juiced with two outs. Bandits already lead by a pair, but they could bust it open with another base hit. The right-hander comes home. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So that'll end the inning. Quad City strands them loaded in the first, but they take a 2-0 lead. RBIs from Jack Caglione and Carson Rockefeller to send us to the second. Quad City's ahead, 2-0. Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
About a 20-minute breather, Oscar Rios going back for his second inning of work, and this time he toes the slab with a lead. Jack Caglione and Carson Rockefeller driving a couple of runs in the bottom of the first to put the Bandits in front 2-0. 5, 6, and 7 due up to face Rio. Mark Coley leads it off and takes low for ball one. Coley, the left fielder, having himself a good series. 4 for 16 with a double and a homer as he pops one up on the first base side. Caglione into foul ground behind the coach's box will make the catch. And Rio now has all four outs today via the pop-up. So one down, and now Rio goes left on left against the only left-handed bat for Beloit, Brock Vredenburg. First pitch, outside, ball one. Brock had a two-run homer in the game Thursday, but he's been pretty quiet since. The pitch, outside again, 2-0. Yesterday, he went 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts after he had reached base in the 4 previous contests. 2-0, fly ball, right center field. It's going to drop in between Kulisingam and Rockefeller. Cooley throws it back in and keeps Vredenburg to a single. Second hit of the game for Beloit. And looks like Ryo left something down the middle there. Looks like it was a breaking pitch. A rare mistake for the lefty. And now into the stretch to face Beshears. First pitch. Changeup, strike one. Now, Jay has had a tough time against Quad Cities this season, albeit a small sample size. But he is just 3-for-30 against the Royals affiliate. A one. Swing and a miss. Great breaking ball down in the dirt. It's nothing and two. Beshears did not play Quad Cities when he was in the Padres system and suiting up for the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. Those two teams did not meet this year. 0-2. Tapper up the third baseline. Ryo Field spins, throws to first, and gets the out. Vredenburg moves up to second. That was not an easy play, especially for a lefty. But Ryo is, I think, an underrated athlete. And puts together the out to bring up Brett Roberts. Sky Carp with a man in scoring position for the first time today. They trail 2-0. Roberts, the 8-hole hitter this afternoon. Left on right, the first pitch. Called strike. Slow stuff at the base of the zone. Roberts has been at the bottom third of the lineup card for Billy Gardner Jr. this week. 0-for-3 yesterday. 0-1. Fouled off Hernandez's shin guard. It's 0-2. He's serving as the DH for the 6th time this year. When he's out there defensively, though, he plays the outfield. 212 hitter in 39 games for Beloit this summer. 0-2. Fastball high and outside. 1-2. It's been a quiet high A stint for Roberts, but he does have hits in 5 of his last 6 games. Vredenburg held at second by Johnson. The 1-2. A little bit low. 2 balls and 2 strikes. He's 23 years old from Atlanta, Georgia. 16th round pick by Miami back in 2022. Hard to believe that was 2 drafts ago. The pitch. Got him. Called strike 3 on the low outside corner. Great off-speed pitch from Oscar Ryo. It's his first strikeout of the game, and he strands a man in scoring position. To the bottom of 2 we go. Quad Cities leads by a pair. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodmen Park's 5 unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodmen Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodmen Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Ike Buxton had to grind through a first inning of work, allowed two runs, and faced eight Bandits batters. But he's back out there for the bottom of two. Quad City's looking to add to its 2-0 lead. The only man he didn't face, Omar Hernandez, leads off the inning. And he chops one foul off the end of the Bandits dugout. Hernandez, Johnson, and Nivens to bat. Hernandez 2-for-15 in this series. He had both hits two nights ago. 0-1. Ground ball, third base side, gloved by Cappe, sets his feet, lobs over to first, one hops it, and Vredenburg makes that catch. Cappe and Vredenburg have really struggled defensively in this series. They're responsible for the vast majority of Beloit's errors this week. Cappe made what looked like a very unconfident throw to first base. And Vredenburg somehow able to bail him out. So 5-3 in your scorecard. Back to the top of the order for Johnson. He takes a slider on the outer half for strike one. Cappe has played second and third this week. He's got three errors. The pitch. That's low. 1-1. 15 errors in 59 games for Beloit this season. Johnson reached via an error in the first, but that was on Vredenburg. 1-1. Outside, 2-1. He then proceeded to steal second base and came in to score on Caglione's infield single. He is still yet to officially extend the on-base streak, though. Here's the 2-1 from Buxton. Outside, 3-1. Johnson with a 22-game stretch. It's the longest for any River Bandits hitter this season. Here comes the pitch. Wave and a miss. Good slider. Got Jensen, or Johnson, I should say, extended. And the count goes full. During the streak, JJ with an 810 OPS, 10 doubles, 2 homers, 11 RBIs, and 14 walks. The payoff. Another slider and another swing and miss. Second K of the game for Buxton. Johnson's down on strikes, and with two gone, Spencer Nivens strides towards home. Well, JJ had some issues with the slider earlier this series. Perhaps Buxton took a look at the scouting report and wanted to emphasize it against him today. Nivens singled in the first inning. Now he skies one down the left field line, but that's going to slice foul over by the Diamondback cornfield deck. Nivens with 20 homers on the year, two of them yesterday, and two of his five against the Beloit Skycarp. Buxton's 0-1. Called strike, low outside corner on that sinker. I mentioned that teams have swung it really well against Ike this year. They're hitting .283 against him. But one thing he has done well in terms of limiting hits is home runs. He's allowed just 5 in 74 and two-thirds innings this year. Infield with a slight shift to right. The 0-2 on the way. Slider tapped foul over by the first base on deck circle. I mentioned during the pregame show, but it's worth mentioning again. Nivens, the eighth River Bandit since 1960 to record 20 home runs in a season, as he fouls one over the third base dugout, off the netting and over by Brooks Conrad. Michael Massey was the latest River Bandit to accomplish that feat before Nivens. He hit 21 in 2021. Here's another 0-2. Swing and a miss. Buxton got him with a breaking ball, and the right-hander puts together a very nice bounce-back frame. Couple of strikeouts in a 1-2-3 second. We go to the third. Bandits lead 2-0.
Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Top of the third inning in the regular season finale. Kyle Kirchville back with you from the Quad Cities. Bandits with a 2-0 lead. JT Mabry leads off the inning against Oscar Ryle, and lefty begins him with strike one. 9-1 and 2 to bat for Beloit. Mabry, the second baseman. He skies one towards shallow right field. Again, a pop-up. Caglione into foul ground, makes the catch. And there's a quick first out for Ryle. And the fifth pop-up he's induced already today. He has two outs that were not pop-ups. One, a strikeout of Brett Roberts. And before that, a little tapper off the bat of Jay Beshears. Back to Ryo. Colby Shane, the leadoff man, up once again. He takes a called strike one. He swung at the first pitch of the ball game and blooped one into center field, but was left stranded at first base. The pitch. Wave and a miss. Breaking ball chased low. And quickly 0-2 on Colby. Shade, the Laramie, Wyoming native. Ninth round pick in 2023 by the Marlins. 0-2. Down and in. Shade lays off of this one. A ball and two strikes. Wind still blowing in decently from right field, but nothing major. Mother Nature has not been super kind to the long ball this series. The pitch. Low and outside, 2-2. That said, we did see four homers in the game yesterday. And that was a night contest. The pitch. Ground ball to short. Easy one for Dustin Dickerson. He slings over to first, and there are two away. Oscar Ryo has now retired 8 of the 10 Sky Carp batters he has faced today. And up steps the third baseman, Yidi Cafe. First pitch. Sky towards right field, slicing away from Kula Singham. To his left, he reaches out and makes a knee-high catch to end the inning. An efficient 1-2-3 frame for Oscar Ryo. Bandits right back to the plate for the bottom of the third. They lead 2-0.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
We'll be right back.
Oscar Rayo quickly cruised through the top of the third, and the Bandits will face Ike Buxton again in the bottom half. The right-hander needed more than 30 pitches to get through the first inning, but then just 13 to get to a 1-2-3 second. Gaglione leads off the bottom of three for QC, followed by Trevor Werner and Carson Rockefort. First pitch, skied over the screen, out of play, strike one. Cags picked up his 14th professional RBI in the first inning. Maybe not his most exciting. It was an infield single, but an RBI nonetheless. The pitch, inside, right past the knees of Cags. It's 1-1. Jack with a long white sleeve on his left arm, white batting gloves, and a gray bat. The pitch, down and in, 2-1. Single back in the first, snapped an 0-for-8 skid. Picked up his third hit of the week. Buxton out of the stretch from the third base side of the rubber. The 2-1. Line drive, center field. That one hit with some authority. It's a base knock once again. No dribbler this time. That's a sharp single into center field. And Caglione's got a 2-for-2 start to his season finale. That's his 10th multi-hit game as a River Bandit. And it puts the leadoff hitter aboard for Trevor Werner. Double play depth for the Skycarp infield. Vredenberg holds Cags. First pitch, swing and a miss. Out in front of a slider, it's strike one. Trevor's another guy who's been scuffling a little bit lately. Put together an excellent month of August. But in September, he is 2-for-21 with 10 strikeouts. A one. There goes Caglione. The pitch is a strike, and the throw to second is offline. Jack slides in safely with his second stolen base in the last two games. Throw from Ignafo, even if it was online, was probably not going to be in time. So now a man in scoring position. Werner taps the slider towards the mound. Buxton can't get it. Cafe Fields, and he's got no play. This time it's Trevor Werner picking up the infield single. Buxton found himself on the grass once again. Werner hit it just hard enough to get it past the hill. Buxton sort of stumbled off the mound trying to get there. And it was hit too slowly for Cappe to have a play. So once again for Quad Cities, men at the corners, no one out. Carson Rockefort looking to take advantage. First pitch. It's high, ball one. Skycarp got a man up in the bullpen when Buxton was laboring through the first inning, but after his smooth second, no activity until just now. Werner extending his lead. He takes off. 1-0 is popped foul over the third base side, out of play. Looks like it's Yuri Jimenez warming up down the right field line. Buxton's gone 2-plus innings, and this next pitch will be his 60th. 1-1. Fouled off the top of the netting. It pops up off the wire and down into the seating bowl. Gentleman in the third row is there for the rebound. Quad Cities with a 2-0 lead in the bottom of the third. They're out hitting Beloit 4-0. 4-2. Skycarp have the game's lone error. Two-strike toss. Check swing. Pitch inside. No appeal. Rock clearly held up. Two balls, two strikes. Werner's been excellent stealing bases this year for Quad Cities. You look at him at 6'4", 220, and you don't think speed, but he's got 19 bags and 23 tries. He takes off again. 2-2 slider, cut on and missed. Throw to second is not going to get Werner. Another stolen base for Quad Cities, already the club's fourth of the ballgame. Buxton's able to pick up his fourth strikeout, retiring Rockefort on the slider. But still with just one away. No opportunity for the double play. It's a two in scoring position for the DH, Blake Mitchell. Flew out to center field back in the first. Fly ball could bring in a run this time. First pitch. Low inside corner, a called strike one. As I mentioned earlier, Mitchell is the number two prospect in the Royals system per MLB pipeline. Started this year at number one until Caglione was drafted. A one pitch. In the dirt, got away from Ignafo. It pops towards the backstop, and Jack comes in without a throw. The Bandits will extend the lead to 3-0 on a wild pitch. Even if Ignafo had located that one quicker, the baseball popped so high up in the air that he wouldn't have had a play either way. So now the infield comes in as Trevor Werner stands at third with one out. The pitch. Whiff. Good swing from Mitchell, just a little bit underneath the fastball at 92. Blake was the Royals' first-round pick in 2023. Like Caglione, taken within the first 10 selections. As the offering is inside to him, 2-2. He's a catcher, but has spent most of his time with Quad Cities as the DH. Opened the year in single-A Columbia and spent more time behind the plate. He'll ask for time here ahead of the 2-2. A graduate of Sinton High School in Texas, where he was named Gatorade Texas Player of the Year twice. Hit .474 with six homers during his senior season. 2-2. Slider called. Strike three on the low outside corner. Great pitch from Buxton, and there are two away.
Next up, the World Quad Cities Rivermen's number two.
Blake is not really a guy known for racking up the strikeouts. He's averaging just under one per inning this year, but he's got five through 2 2/3 today. Infield can now back up. Werner's still at third, but with two gone. This is how they'll play Dustin Dickerson. Time called. They'll reset the pitch clock. Buxton stepped off. Dusty drew a first inning walk with two outs, but was left stranded when the inning closed. The pitch. Slider down and away. Ball one. 23-year-old Dustin Dickerson from Laurel, Mississippi. Long brown hair spilling out of the back of his helmet. Blue wrist tape, white gloves. The pitch. Check swing. Pitch inside. He did not go. 2-0. Dickerson has spent more time at shortstop than any Bandit this year. Today marks his 103rd game at the Keystone. Former Southern Miss product. 2-0. Change up. Low. Perhaps outside. It's ball three. That was actually that sinker from Buxton, which looks like a change. It's got a little bit of arm side fade to it at 91. Another 3-0 count for Dusty. The pitch. Called strike. Outer half. That one just brushes up against the square. Dickerson was in a 3-0 count back in the first, and he took a swing. This time, watched it go by. Now looking for his pitch, 3-1. Buxton deals, and it's inside at ball four. Another walk for Dustin Dickerson, who in the second half of the year has been doing his best Carter Jensen impression. He's got 69 on the summer to tie Lansing's Will Simpson for the third most in the Midwest League. So as he trots down to first, Jason Erickson exits the first base dugout, and we'll go talk with Buxton. Billy Gardner Jr. has let the right-hander stay in there. He wants him to at least get through these first three innings, but his pitch count now over 70. And he's been able to work into the 80s and even the mid-90s this year. But he has dealt with a slew of base runners. He's given up four hits and two walks. and a man also reached on an error against him earlier. So with Erickson back in the dugout and the meeting adjourned, Quad City sends Sam Quillisingham to the hill, or to the plate, I should say, with men at the corners and two outs here in the bottom of the third. First pitch, that's low for ball one. A 3-0 lead for the Bandits. They scored their first two runs in the first. Jack Caglione scored on a wild pitch a couple of batters ago. Dickerson held by Vredenburg. The 1-0. Fly ball, center field, well struck. Shade is sprinting back, and he can't make the catch. It bounces off the warning track up against the Mountain Dew sign. One run scores. Here comes the second. The throw to third, not in time. Bases clearing, two-run triple for Sam Quillisingham. It's his first high A three-bagger, and he has tacked two more runs on for Quad Cities. 5-0 in the third, and that's going to spell the end of the afternoon for Ike Buxton. That ball just kept on carrying. 97 off the bat, fastball down the middle, and Quillisingham clipped it. So we'll pause for a pitching change here in downtown Davenport. The Bandits have jumped in front by a nickel and are still going here in the third. Right-hander Yuris Jimenez jogging in from the Skycar bullpen.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Quad City's still going here in the third. They lead 5-0 and have a man at third base with two outs for Omar Hernandez. Yuris Jimenez trying to clean up the frame. His first pitch to Omar is high for ball one. Hernandez, a ground out to third his first time up. Jimenez appearing in his 23rd game for Beloit this year. It's his second set of action in the series. 1-0. Wave and a miss. Good breaking ball. 1-1. The right-hander from Santiago in the Dominican Republic, 23-year-old international free agent, signed all the way back in 2017. 1-1. Breaking ball, grounded towards third. It's past Cafe, down the line into the corner. Quillisingham scores. Omar Hernandez motors into second with an RBI double. Back-to-back extra base hits for Quad Cities. It's now 6-0 Bandits in the third. And Cafe with, candidly, a lackluster effort. Perhaps he just misplayed the hops, but just kind of reached out and let that ball get past him. So an RBI double for Hernandez. It's ribby number 19, double number 10. And the inning goes on for Justin Johnson, the eighth batter of the frame. He'll take a called strike one. The run officially charged to Ike Buxton. Quillisingham scoring officially closes the book on his final start of the year. A one. In the dirt, knocked down by Ignafo. Off for third goes Hernandez, and he's in with no throw. That'll be a wild pitch charged to Yuris, his 10th of the season. So the final line for Buxton, 2 2/3, 6 runs allowed, 5 earned on 5 hits, 2 walks, and 5 strikeouts. 1-1. waved at and missed. Johnson again struggling with the breaking ball. He falls behind 1-2. J.J. reached via air in the first, stole second, and later scored. Struck out swinging against Buxton in the second. 1-2. Curveball outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 6-0 lead for Quad Cities in the third inning. A win today secures themselves their 5th straight series win to close out the summer. 2-2 pitch. Fouled right off the mask of Ignafo. And he keels over behind home plate as the ball ricochets towards the Bandits dugout. Ignafo back up on his feet, walking around, and just trying to shake the stars away. Wow, that was square into the mask. Jonathan Rector asking if he's okay. Ryan nods his head, and he gets right back into the crouch. Catchers are tough. Another 2-2 to Johnson. Flared over the first base side, out of play. Jimenez this year, 1-1 with a 4.86 ERA. 40 strikeouts to just 16 walks in 37 innings. Gave up just one hit in 2 1/3 against the Bandits a few games ago. 2-2. Wave and a miss, strike 3. Johnson again down on the bender. Quad Cities brings 8 guys to the plate in the third. They score 4 times and extend the lead to 6-0. Off to the fourth on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together.
Top of the fourth inning here at Modern Woman Park. The Bandits have started to pull away early from the Sky Carp. They're up 6-0. Oscar Rayo back to work against Ryan Ignafo, who swings the first pitch, skies it to left field. Nivens backpedaling towards the track. Now behind it makes the catch, and it's a quick first out for Rayo, who has given up just 2 base runners through his first 3 1/3 innings of work. Kyle Kirchvill joining you up here in the John O'Donnell press box. And as we like to do during the regular season finale, we're going to start bringing up some members of the River Bandits front office to say hello and allow you the chance to get to meet some of the people that make this team run. As the first pitch to Kemp Alderman is grounded to third off Werner's glove into shallow left field. Dickerson took a jump at it but couldn't snag it. And Alderman's going to be safe at first base with what I believe, yes, it's going to be ruled a single. Third hit of the game for Beloit. It brings up Mark Coley. Here in the fourth inning, we're joined by Chris Shepard, who is Quad City's manager of creative services and fulfillment. He's one of the newest members of the front office as Coley takes a called strike. Chris, welcome to the broadcast booth.
Thank you. Glad to have you.
I know this is not unfamiliar territory for you. Your office is just down the street, so to speak.
Yeah, it's. I spent a lot of my time in here, unfortunately.
Swing and a miss from Coley. It's 0-2. Well, Chris is in a bit of a new role for the team, but I think if you're a River Bandits fan, you've probably seen more of his work than many of the things that go on here at the ballpark. 0-2 pitch. That's low. One ball, two strikes. Chris handles a lot of the media things in terms of photography and video. You see all the cool hype videos on social media, a lot of the photos used on graphics. He's the man behind about 90% of that. As the 1-2 is laced to third, caught by Warner, fired back to first, doubled him off. It's 5-3 to end the inning. Oscar Rio safely through a fourth frame will bring Chris back for the bottom of the fourth. Quad City's up 6-0.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Oscar Rio cruises through a six-pitch top of the fourth. Bandits with a 6-0 lead over the Sky Carp. And fittingly, number six, Spencer Nivens, will lead off the bottom half of the frame against Yuri Jimenez, the Sky Carp reliever. First pitch, outside, ball one. Once again, Kyle Kirchville reintroducing you to Chris Shepard, who happened to join during maybe the quickest half inning of the season, which is usually how the in-booth guest goes. 1-0. Fly ball, left side. This one perhaps playable for Cappe. Third baseman backpedals, calls off Bashirs, and makes the catch. I was mentioning Chris does a lot of the video and photography for the team, but while we could talk about that all day and kind of nerd out as media folk, we're going to talk about things that are a lot more important, and that is Chris's food takes, which if you were listening to the broadcast a couple weeks ago, you maybe heard me allude to. As Jack Caglione steps in and takes inside.
I don't think they're that bad.
I've met a lot of people working in baseball, and the food scene in minor league baseball is unique in and of itself, but Chris may take the cake for uniqueness with his opinions. Cag swings through a breaking ball.
I personally think a lot of my food takes are the right ones. It's just people are maybe not as critical and think everything should be a 10.
Okay. So you're just a real expert.
Yep.
As Cags chops one to the right side, snagged by Vredenberg. He'll take to the bag himself, and there are two gone. We talked a little bit about some of the top candies during Halloween night at River Bandits a couple of weeks ago. And even though you didn't initially, judge my list, you did have some thoughts after the fact, and you actually brought your own top candy list, and I'm interested to hear that, and I think the people would like to hear some of your thoughts on the top Halloween candies with fall just around the way. Trevor Werner takes a called strike.
I agree with Reese's top five.
Yeah,
candies.
That was my number one. I had Reese's, Kit Kats, and Twix in my top three.
And as a not big lover of caramel, as Werner takes ball one. See?
Great play-by-play, Chris.
Thank you. I practice this. I have Dots as my number one.
That's crazy. Dots is your number one candy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. The pitch. Popped up right side. First baseman Vredenberg charging in. Catcher Ignafo shielding his eyes from the sun. He reaches back, makes the catch, and puts an end to the inning. I know some other folks are hoping to join here at some point, but Chris, let's try to have you back for one more half an inning as Quad Cities and Beloit cruise through the quickest frame of the ball game by far. Off to the fifth, it's 6-0 QC.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Inning flies by in this series finale. Quad Cities with a 6-0 lead over Beloit. Top of the fifth, led off by Brock Vredenburg, and he'll take inside for ball one. Skycarp send him, Beshears and Roberts to the plate against Oscar Rayo. 1-0. Slider fouled back. It's 1-1. Kyle Kirchville up here in the booth with you. Also joined alongside Chris Shepard. Just starting to break down Chris's top 10 Halloween candies because I guess my list isn't good. The 1-1. Swing and a miss on the breaking ball. And let's remind everybody what your first pick was.
I had dots. They're just, you know, as a kid, they're nice and a different candy. Nice gummy, good flavor.
Yeah, you know why they're different? They're not good.
What do you mean?
They're the best. That's why they're different. The pitch. Low and away. All right, what else you got?
So we got Reese's at number two.
Okay, see, we're on the same page there.
Number three, pre-green apple Skittles.
See, I'm not a Skittles guy, so I can't really speak on that one. Is there a change that took place at some point? 2-2,
yes.
Tap fell.
About, a decade ago, they swapped the green lime Skittle into a green apple Skittle. It messes with the whole, you know, feng shui of a handful of Skittles. It does not fit in there. And now they bring the lime back as a gimmick once in a while, and I am 100% for bringing back the lime Skittle.
So this is all a marketing problem?
I think it is.
Okay. 2-2. Fastball called, strike three. Low outside corner. Second strikeout of the day for Rayo, and there's one away.
And coming at number four, I got plain M&Ms. I only recently in my life, maybe within the last 5 years, have started to have peanut M&Ms. Not allergic, wasn't a big peanut guy, but now I've kind of seen the light, and they're pretty good. But as a kid, regular M&Ms were always goated.
First pitch to Jay Beshears is a called strike one. So you're putting, even though you think you like peanut M&Ms more now, you're still putting the original ones over the peanuts?
Yes, because I do not go trick-or-treating as an adult.
Okay, fair enough. 0-1 grounded to short, grabbed by Dickerson. He slings to first in time. Two away.
I'll have to say my fifth. I think my favorite, I remember always having these as a kid, Nerds. You get the little box of Nerds. I don't know. I might be weird. I'm not big, like, dump them all in my mouth. I would eat them one at a time.
Okay, that is weird. See, I was going to, man, right when you were saying something that maybe was understandable, you just have to say that. Brett Roberts takes outside. You are the only person on planet Earth who eats a single Nerd at a time. That's going to take you 40 minutes to get through a box.
Yeah, that's a very good time-to-value ratio.
Roberts chops one to the left side. Werner gloves behind the bag, throws across to first, and it's in time to end the inning. Well, ever since Chris joined the broadcast, we're moving right along. Folks, make sure you keep up with all the Bandit stuff on social media. Chris does a tremendous job putting together awesome video and photo content. So even though we may not see eye to eye with the candy side of things, Chris, appreciate everything you've done with Quad Cities in your first year here.
Thank you so much for having me.
We go to the bottom of the fifth in Modern Woman Park. Still 6-0 QC.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
After a base runner filled first third of the ball game, the last inning and a half, we've gone 9-up, 9-down. Quad Cities to the plate for the bottom of the fifth, leading Beloit 6-0. First pitch to Carson Rockefort is a called strike one. 5-6-7 to hit for the Bandits. Chris Shepard just joined me up in the booth for the fastest inning and a half of the season, but maybe that was a good thing as the 0-1 is cut on and missed. Not because I don't like talking to Chris. I think the candy takes, though, that was a sign of what potentially could have bubbled up later if the food conversation kept going, but I don't think this will be the last time we have Chris on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Rock 0-2, the pitch outside, 1-2. However, he did drive in a run for Quad Cities in the first, an RBI fielder's choice, his team leading 62nd of the season. Jimenez with the 1-2. In the dirt, 2-2. Oscar Rayo, amidst the candy conversation, cruised his way through the fourth and fifth inning. He has rattled off 5 scoreless on just 48 pitches. 2-2. Ground ball rolled over to Mabry. Second baseman fields on a knee, flips to first, and there's one down. Bandits with 6 of the game's 9 hits, and for the most part, mostly singles in this game, but a couple of extra base knocks in there. Omar Hernandez and Sam Kulasingham with a double and triple, respectively, in the third inning to help the Bandits post a 4-run frame and the latest tallies of the afternoon. Blake Mitchell, now the batter. He takes low and inside. Mitchell's got some serious extra base pop. Still looking for his first high A homer after being promoted from single A Columbia. He drives one towards center. Shade back with room, though. He'll make the catch on the sizzling liner, and it's a loud second out. That's the third or fourth time Mitchell is giving a ball a ride to center field. He's just found the glove of the outfielder every time. That was an even 100 off the bat. Got a heater down the middle at 91. But now he's getting a high five from Ryan Powers, the Bandits hitting coach. So two gone, nobody aboard for Dustin Dickerson. Shortstop will take inside. He's done a lot of that today. He does not have an official at-bat. 2 walks in his 2 plate appearances. Scored one of those runs in the third. The 1-0. Shanked foul over the first base side, 1-1. Well, even though Rayo is really low in the pitch count department, there is some activity in the River Bandits bullpen. 1-1. Fouled again over the right side. Looks like it is Shane Panzini starting to get loose. He's been serving as a piggyback starter for a large chunk of the year, just as Rayo did in the first half. The pitch. Breaking ball lifted towards left. It's going to drop for a base hit. Dustin Dickerson aboard safely for the third straight plate appearance. And he becomes a second out base runner for the third straight plate appearance. It was his walk in the third that extended the inning for Sam Kulasingham, who had that aforementioned triple, his first in high A. And he's back to the plate against Jimenez. Right on left, first pitch. Called strike, 0-1. Kulasingham was the last man to face Ike Buxton, whose inning ended, or whose game ended, I should say, after 2 2/3. It was the Kulasingham swing that knocked him out. 0-1. Wave and a miss. Nothing and two. 6-0 lead for Quad Cities in the bottom of the fifth. Yaris Jimenez sitting on two full innings of work. He's done so scorelessly, but allowed an inherited run to score. The pitch. Low and in. 1-2. Dickerson has 9 stolen bases in 14 tries this year. Likely not going in this scenario, but you know how aggressive Brooks Conrad gets with that steal sign. Another 2-strike toss. Line drive, left center field. It's going to drop for another hit. Shade cuts it off in the alley. Dickerson stops at second, and Kulasingham has got a multi-hit game. He's 2-for-3.
Next up for your Quad Cities Riverman is number 12, Omar Hernandez.
Well, with Dickerson and Kulasingham back-to-back in the lineup, you get two guys with almost the exact same approach at the plate. They try to go towards left or right center field, whatever is opposite field for them during the plate appearance. That was a very Dustin Dickerson swing from Kulasingham. Omar Hernandez now gets a try, and he'll foul one straight back. Omar's double came in the third. Became his 10th of the season. His RBI count up to 19. Out of the stretch, the 0-1. Waved at and missed. Good curveball down in the dirt. It's 0-2. This is Yaris's second season with Beloit. Spent the entirety of last year with the Sky Cart. Made 40 appearances, but struggled with a 6.22 ERA. Spent some time in single-A Jupiter this year as well, but mostly with the Sky Cart again. The pitch. Lifted to the first base side. Shallow, and the pitcher Jimenez takes charge. Drifts over and makes the catch right in front of Vredenburg to end the inning. Quad Cities with a couple of two-out singles, but nothing to show for it in the fifth. To six we go, 6-0 Quad Cities. Shane Panzini jogs in from the bullpen. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodmen Park's 5 unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com. Or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodmen Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodmen Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Top of six from Modern Woman Park, Quad Cities with a 6-0 lead over the Bloyd Sky Carp. New pitcher coming on, it's the righty Shane Panzini. First pitch goes to JT Mabry, and he takes a called strike. Panzini relieves Oscar Rayo of duty. Oscar goes 5 scoreless, allowing just 3 hits with 2 strikeouts as Mabry lifts one foul over the right side, quickly 0-2. Shane Panzini making his 16th appearance of the year, 3-3 with a 5.51 ERA. Brooks Conrad sent him to the hill earlier this week. Wednesday gave up 1 run in 3 frames. The pitch. Mabry takes a curveball inside, 1-2. Kyle Kirchvoll back up here in the booth with you. Another guest joining us from the John O'Donnell press box. Panzini's 1-2 on the way. Fouled into the catcher, Hernandez. Count holds. This time, it's a name you've probably heard before. It's our production director, Justin Hodge. Justin, welcome.
Oh, happy to be here as always, Kyle.
How's it feel to be on this side of the mic?
Ah, it's weird, but I can get used to it.
1-2. Check swing. Did he go? The appeal. Yeah, he did. Strike 3. Panzini strikes out Marbury. It's quick out number 1. That sends Colby Shade up to the dish. Yeah, Justin has had the unfortunate... been in the unfortunate position to listen to every single home River Bandits broadcast over the last, 3 seasons now?
They're only getting better.
That's probably true. I guess it can only go up. Colby Shade takes side, ball 1.
I really think this was your year on the mic.
This was my year?
Yeah.
Wow, I really appreciate that.
You're really earning the support of the Kyle Kirchhoff fan club.
Oh, good. The 1-0. Low and outside, 2 balls, no strikes. Shade is 1-for-2 in the game. Single back in the first. Grounded out to short in the 3rd inning. Panzini fires home again. And it's a strike 1. Low inside corner. So Justin makes up the other 3rd of the, the Jod Squad that
yes,
we called it?
Yeah,
Jod the John
Squad.
O'Donnell Press Box, the Jod Squad. We're the 3 front office members up here in the press box year long. 2-1, down and outside. 3-1, no strikes.
Best views of any office at this park.
Undoubtedly. A view of Rock Island and Moline across the way. The Mississippi right beyond the outfield wall. Shade takes a called strike 2 at the knees. I think this is a great opportunity to kind of address some of the other folks that are here at this ballpark and up in the 3rd floor that are not full-time staff members but are critical to making things run. As Shade takes low for ball 4. Justin, you're in charge of the vast majority of the people who are working on this broadcast. And I think I speak for you when I say that, we've got a tremendous squad that spends the summer with us.
Oh, yeah, and then it only gets stronger. You have carries over from seasons past, and I think we've really put together a good group and good culture up here in our production room.
Yidi Capé now at the plate. He'll take a called strike. And over the course of a 132-game season, I guess 131 this year, even though there are just 66 games played at this ballpark, it's a whole summer's worth of games. The bench. Grounded to short. Dusty's got it. Flipped to JJ for 1. On to first. It's an inning-ending double play. Shane Panzini safely through a first inning of work. Justin, you back with me for the bottom half?
Oh, I'll be back.
6-0 Quad Cities on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Kyle Kirchville and Justin Hodge back with you from Modern Woman Park. The River Bandits in their series finale and regular season finale up on the Beloit Skycarp 6-0. Top third of the order to face Yuris Jimenez, who's already into a third frame of work. First pitch to Johnson, rocket towards center field. Shade back with room. Backpedaling, he makes the catch chest high. And there's out number one. In the last half inning, Justin and I were alluding to the amazing staff we have here at Modern Woman Park. Justin, you just want to put out a couple of names, just people we want to thank for helping make this production go every single night.
Yeah, I mean, on the mic for In Park, you got to shout out legends like Bob and Al.
Oh, yeah.
Director that's deciding what pictures you get to see at home on MILB TV and Bally Live. You got Ben. You have Al Hanton, who's just left the crew last week, moving on to greener pastures there. Brady's a legend. Buzz is a legend. Carson Van Winkle. And you can't forget about Muscatine greats.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny and Beth Elshoff.
Two of the best.
Long history of this ballpark, long history of this franchise, and they're great. Couldn't do it without them.
1-1 pitch to Spencer Nivens. Swing and a miss. It's 1-2. Yeah, with the Elshoffs, I mean, you've got every single jersey that's existed at this ballpark for like the last 20 years that's broken out at some point throughout the year. Looks like John's got one of the throwback red and yellows on the first base camera today.
I think Beth's that's Vera French.
Yeah, I think that was from, was it 22? I don't know. It was 2 or 3 years ago, but they're always on top of the jersey game. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball. That is smacked. Deep right field. Alderman back in front of the patio. He's going to make the catch at the warning track. Nivens just came up shy from what would have been his third home run in the last two ball games. Two gone.
I would also be remiss not to shout out my sport family or sport I got at home. I got my parents. They like to watch, follow along. Yeah, Tom and Misty Hodge. And, of course, you got the wife, Tiffany, here tonight, watching from the Smart Toyota Diamond Club.
Can't beat it. Jack Caglione at the plate, 2-for-3 with a pair of singles and an RBI. He'll ground the first pitch sharply to the right side. Diving stop, Marbury to his feet. The throw is in time. What a sparkling play by JT Mabry. He takes away a two-out hit from Jack Caglione and puts an end to the sixth. Justin, as always, thanks so much for all your hard work. Pleasure to be part of the John squad with you. We go to the top of the seventh at Modern Woman Park. 6-0 Bandits.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
The seventh at Modern Woman Park. Kyle Kirchville joining you back here in the John O'Donnell press box. Bandits with a 6-0 lead still intact. It's been this way since the third inning. Also joined by a new guest. It's the AGM of Baseball Ops, Julia McNeil. A regular guest on the show, so to speak, as Ryan Ignafo swings through the first pitch of the inning. 3-4-5 to hit for Beloit. Shane Panzini still pitching for Quad Cities. Got a double play to work through the sixth. 0-1. Skied over the screen, it's 0-2. Well, Julia, the first two guests we've had on got to stay on for a full inning, but it went about 12 pitches long. So we'll see how this goes and how long your appearance is.
Yes, it's good to be back. I believe this is year four of the tradition.
0-2. Ignafo grounds it to the left side. Backhand stop. Dickerson sets his feet, slings to first. Down goes Ignafo for the third straight at bat, and there is one down. Yeah, you may have been the very first guest I had on the broadcast in 2021, at least as far as front office staff goes.
Oh, I most certainly was, and it was a pleasure and an honor.
We didn't drive you away too quickly, I guess, at least back for a few more after. Kemp Alderman at the plate, one out, nobody on, first pitch. Breaking ball down and away, 1-0. When Justin was just with me in the inning ago, we were just talking about some of the folks that helped make this ballpark run, and what a special group we have as Alderman sends a deep fly ball, right field corner. That's slicing, and it just goes foul. Had home run distant, but lands on the berm for a loud strike. But if you think about all the game day staff we have up here, whether it's on the third floor or it's down in concessions or down in the box office, I mean, this place is just filled with tremendous folks.
Absolutely. You know, it truly takes everybody to make everything come together and be successful. There's a lot of moving parts. And, you know, I think everybody here from top to bottom works well as a team. And, you know, that's what it takes to make it successful.
132 game season, 66 in Davenport, and 67 coming up next Tuesday as Alderman swings and misses strike three. Pansini with his second strikeout of the game. And he's got three straight retired over his last inning plus, and it brings up Mark Coley the second.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Tuesday. As you know, our first year affiliated with the Royals, we won the whole thing. So,
oh yeah,
it's great to be back in the playoffs.
First pitch to Mark Coley. Breaking ball, cut on and miss, strike one. I mean, 2021, my first year here, I mean, what a special season. Not for that reason, of course, but because, you know, coming right back off the pandemic, just to win the championship after all that, I mean, it was really fun to see the town rally around the team. And, I mean, I'll always remember some of those postseason games. And, I mean, do you have any fond memories of that year? Because I know I do.
I do, absolutely. As you were saying, you know, obviously coming off a difficult time and to be able to continue on our season that year and go all the way, it was really fun. And especially how they had the playoffs set up that year with us being able to play Cedar Rapids.
The 2-1 to Coley. That's low. No, it's a strike. Base of the zone. Mark didn't like it. It's 2-2.
And so being able to go up there, see the playoff games there, and, you know, having their front office come down when we were playing here at Modern Woodman Park, and then, of course, winning the whole thing at home at Modern Woodman Park was fantastic.
2-2. Just low and outside. Pansini thought strike three. Instead, the count goes full. Yeah, to have that just drive down the street, essentially, to watch the Bandits pick up some wins in the postseason. Really cool. They'll have to travel a little bit further now, going up to Appleton, Wisconsin, about 4.5 hours away from Davenport for games 2 and 3, if necessary, next week. Payoff pitch fouled back to the screen.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to going up to Appleton. I've never been up that way, so I've never been to the Timber Rattlers Park up there. So it's going to be a good time, and hopefully after that trip, we come home and we keep on playing.
Yeah, I would love that. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Pansini cruises through the top of the seventh. Bandits with a 6-0 lead on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Kyle Kercheval and Julia McNeil welcoming you back to Modern Woodman Park. Bottom of the seventh, Bandits lead the series and season finale against the Sky Carp 6-0. Trevor Werner leads off the frame, first pitch swinging. He skies it to right center field. Colby Shade makes the catch. And it's the first down of the ball game for the new hurler, Gabe Bierman, who's continuing his minor league rehab stint here in Beloit. He pitched a couple of days ago, gets a quick out of Werner, and now will face Carson Rockefort and Blake Mitchell at the very least. Joined by the Bandits assistant general manager of baseball operations, Julia McNeil. Again, she's making her fourth straight visit, at least in terms of season finales. Carson Rockefort takes a bit upstairs, ball one. We're mentioning the Bandits taking the postseason route up to Appleton, Wisconsin in a few weeks. You're going to get a chance to go see them, yeah?
Yes, yes. I'm looking forward to it, like I said. Having our staff go up there, it's going to be, you know, a lot of excitement and, you know, positive outlook.
That's
us.
Right. Bring some good vibes to the squad. 1-1 pitch to Rockefort. Down and outside, 2-1. We had Chris Shepherd up here earlier, so of course we had to make some food talk.
I was listening downstairs.
Did you hear some of that?
I don't know what he grew up eating, but I can't agree with most of his food takes.
It's fouled down the right side, 2-2. So did you hear the rankings that he had?
No, I did have to step away, but I did hear the beginning of the conversation.
Okay. Well, his number one Halloween candy was, do you want to guess what it was?
He probably said, like, mounds.
You're not far away as Rockefort swings and misses its strike three. Same form, different food type, so to speak. Dots was his number one. Thoughts on that? She's shaking her head right
take.
Now.
Anything chocolate is
yes,
is
far
the go-to.
Superior.
Kit Kats.
Yeah, that's in my top three. I had Kit Kats, Twix, and Reese's. I think somewhere around that order. Reese's was number one. Blake Mitchell now at the plate. Two outs, nobody aboard. First pitch. Down and away, ball one.
Wow, that's a take.
Yeah. And, I mean, there's a lot of food discussion that goes on in minor league baseball, you know, especially in the River Bandits front office. The biggest debate of all is forever going to be the ranch dressing discussion. And I emphasize dressing. Mitchell takes outside. No, it's a called strike. 1-1. But I was bringing this up mostly with the Wisconsin connection. Cheese curds or mozzarella sticks?
See, I grew up on mozzarella sticks. I didn't have cheese curds until I moved out to the Midwest.
1-1 pitch. Broken bat roller up the middle. Second baseman Marbury's got it. Sends to first, and that ends the inning. Well, Julia, a quick stint, but appreciate you having up here.
It was a quick stint, but, you know, always a pleasure, and I look forward to doing this next year.
Sounds good. Bring your hot food takes with you.
I will. I'll be ready.
Julia McNeil, we love having her here at Quad City. She's the best. We go to the top of the eighth at Modern Woodman Park. Bandits up 6-0.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together.
through seven innings, the River Bandits have blanked Beloit. It's 6-0 Quad Cities. Top of the eighth, led off by Brock Freidenberg. He'll take down and away. 4-1. New pitcher on for Quad Cities. It's the right-hander Tommy Molsky, who made his professional debut just a couple of days ago. The 1-0. Inside, 2-0. He takes over after two scoreless innings from Shane Panzini. The right-hander allowed just one base runner, used a double play to eliminate him. He also struck out 3. 2-0. Low and inside, 3-0. Molsky made his debut on Wednesday. Got off to a bumpy start, but then responded nicely in his second full frame of action. 3-0. Low and outside, 4. Freidenberg draws a walk. He's aboard for the second time in 3 plate appearances today. The former Michigan State product aboard for Jade Bashiers, the shortstop. Brett Roberts waits on deck. Molsky, in his first frame of action, gave up a 2-run homer to Freidenberg. This time he walks him as Bashiers takes outside. In the sixth inning Thursday, gave up 3 hits and 3 runs in the sixth inning, but then in the seventh, a 1-2-3 frame, including his first professional strikeout. 1-0 to Bashiers. Called strike, base of the zone, it's 1-1. Molsky, a 2024 draft pick for Kansas City, a 12th round selection out of Oklahoma State. Molsky also spent a couple of years at Penn State in the Big Ten. 1-1, check swing, pitch down and away. Bashiers held up, it's 2-1. At Oklahoma State last year, Molsky pitched to a 4.83 ERA in 41 innings, but the biggest number for him, 66 strikeouts to just 27 walks. The pitch popped him up, but out of play behind home. 2-2. During his final collegiate season earlier this year, Molsky posting a 14.5 strikeout per nine rate. Made a couple of starts for the Cowboys, but mainly worked out of the bullpen. Man at first, no one out. Here's the 2-2 to Bashiers. Line drive, left field, slicing away from Nivens. Going to drop for a base hit. Freidenberg stops at second base, and the Skycarp have 2 on here in the eighth. Well, that's Beloit's first set of back-to-back base runners all ball games. Their first since the ninth inning yesterday. And now the DH, Brett Roberts, will try to keep things going. Roberts, the 8-hole hitter for Beloit, 0-2 in the ball game, but has hits in 5 of his last 6. Molsky pitches from the stretch along the first base side of the rubber. The pitch, grounded foul to the left side. It's strike 1. Let's get you an update from around the Kansas City Royals farm system. See what else is happening during this final slate of regular season games. Just 4 teams will not stow the cleats away after the ball games this afternoon. 0-1. Wave and a miss. Great breaking ball. 2 strikes on Roberts. Quad Cities and Wisconsin will play each other in the Western Division Championship Series next week. On the eastern side of things, Dayton and Lake County will match up. The Captains have home field advantage for that one as they won the division in the first half. 2-strike pitch. Tapper to the first base side. Caglione gloves. Fires into left field. It gets past Johnson. Freidenberg's going to score. And everybody else safe after 90 feet. Well, that ends the shutout bit. Beloit gets a run on an E3. It's now 6-1 in the top of the eighth inning. Caglione snagged to his right. Tried to go to Johnson to perhaps start a double play. But I don't think JJ ever got a piece of it. Ball went flying into left field. It's going to be the second error on Caglione. Bashiers up to second. Roberts at first base. And JT Mabry, the hitter. First pitch outside, 4-1. Quad Cities rarely making errors as of late. Their 981 fielding percentage enters the last game of the year as the best mark in the Midwest League. And that's saying something for a number of different reasons. 1-0. Swing and a miss. 1-1. The team, obviously, just filled with great defensive talent, but the pitching staff has not picked up a ton of strikeouts this year. They have the second least amount of strikeouts in the league, meaning the defense gets essentially the second most opportunities to make mistakes. 1-1, up and in. Mabry leans out of the way. Two balls, one strike. And even with all the chances, Quad Cities still has committed the fewest errors in the Midwest League this year. Pretty impressive stuff. Mabry's 0 for 2, a pop-up and a strikeout. Molsky's 2-1. Lifted high and pretty deep down the right field side, but the ball does slide foul, landing behind the Skycar bullpen. It's 2-2. Okay, so now the out-of-town scoreboard. A couple of games have gone final, both taking place in the Eastern Division. The Great Lakes Loons finished their season on a high note. They defeated Dayton at home 6-5. And for the South Bend Cubs, they finished the year with the win, defeating Fort Wayne at Parkview Field 3-1. Everyone else still playing. Lansing on the road in West Michigan this week. Lugnuts just took a 4-2 lead in the top of the eighth inning over in Grand Rapids. Here's Molsky's 2-2. Tapper fouled towards the Bandits on deck circle. Wisconsin trying to get some positive momentum going into next week with a 8-1 lead over Cedar Rapids at Veterans Memorial Stadium. They're in the middle of seven there. And at Dozer Park in Peoria, the Chiefs have scored seven runs in the first two innings. They lead 7-0 in the top of three. Pitch to Marbury is down and away. It's a full count. JT, the son of longtime big league outfielder John Mabry, had himself a 14-year major league career, played for 8 different teams, but spent most of his time with St. Louis. 3-2. Got him swinging. Molsky goes to the bender, and Mabry is down on strikes for the first out of the inning. Second professional K for Tommy. And there's one down for the top of the order in Colby Shea. Bandits have stood a man up in the bullpen. Right-hander beginning to get loose down there. Looks like Chase Isbell. One out, runners at first and second in the top of the eighth. Bandits up by 5. First pitch, grounded foul to the left side. Well, John was a sixth-round pick all the way back in 1991 out of Westchester University of Pennsylvania. One of four big leaguers to come from that school, including Joey Wendell. 0-1. Low and inside. 1-1. Came up through the Cardinals system. Never played for Quad Cities. The timing with the affiliation's just not quite right for that to occur. But he did play in the Midwest League in 1992. 1-1. Grounder to third. Werner's got it. To Johnson for one. Around to first. It's a double play. Quad Cities twists it for the third time in the ballgame, and Molsky limits the damage in the top of the eighth. Quad Cities' lead shrinked to 5, but they lead 6-1. Back to the plate for the bottom of the eighth.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together.
We'll be right back.
Beloit breaks up the shutout bid in the top of the eighth inning. They score a run on an error from the first baseman Jack Caglione, but the Bandits still lead 6-1. Dustin Dickerson leads off the inning at the plate. He's going to sky the first pitch of the frame to straightaway center, and Colby Shade puts it away for the out. That marks the first time in the ballgame where Dickerson has not reached. Stepping to the plate, one for one with a single and two walks, but he's the first man retired in the eighth. And it brings up Sam Kulasingham. He's also having a terrific day out of the bottom third of the lineup. He is 2-for-3 with a two-run triple back in the third and a nice single into left center field in the fifth. One out, nobody on. Gabe Bierman remains on the hill for Beloit. The pitch. Outer half, a called strike. Bierman faced the Bandits 1-2-3 in the seventh. Picked up a strikeout of Carson Rockevert. Out of the windup is 0-1. Outside, 1-1. Well, Bierman, as I mentioned, continuing his minor league rehab stint here with the Sky Car. And as a result of playing the other day, has now spent time with Beloit in each of the last three seasons. This is his 23rd high A appearance. 1-1. Swing and a miss. A ball and two strikes. He was a starter, though, in his first two seasons for the Sky Car. All 21 of his first outings with Beloit were in a starting capacity. Made 19 starts for Beloit last year and posted a 3.46 ERA. 1-2 to Kulasingham. Chopped off his foot, foul, and all the way out towards short. Kulasingham's had his body beaten up on in the last week or so. His shoulder, his ankle, and now perhaps the other ankle or maybe the foot getting dinged up. Taking a little extra moment to step back into the box, but he's A-OK. Bierman with a fresh baseball. Another 1-2. Outside, two balls and two strikes. Kulasingham has mostly faced right-handed pitching, as to be expected. Switch hitter. He's batting 300 in the month of September. That number going up after the 2-for-3 start today. The pitch. Inside, nearly caught him. It's off the glove of Gnafo to the backstop. Full count. Hitting from the right-handed side in high A, Sam is just 1-for-13 thus far. But against righties, he's batting in the 290s. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him on a changeup. Second K of the afternoon for Bierman. He's retired five straight, and there are two away with nobody on for Omar Hernandez. Tommy Molsky pitched the top of the eighth inning. Gave up an unearned run on an error, but helped the Bandits turn a double play, their third of the game, their 108th of the season. Now Omar Hernandez steps up. He offers at the first pitch and fouls it into the party plaza. 22-year-old from La Habana, Cuba, now calls Spain home. Spent most of last season with single-A Columbia, but did play a handful of games in Northwest Arkansas. The pitch. Chopper foul over top the Bandits dugout. It's 0-2. Chase Isbell was warming up a frame ago, but now it's Chaz Martinez, the lefty, who likely is going to pitch the ninth inning. Quad City's three outs away from wrapping up the regular season with a win. 0-2. In the dirt, spiked in front of Ignafo. Quad Cities has already guaranteed itself a winning season, their first since the championship year in 2021. They're 67-63. 37 of those wins in the second half of the year. The pitch. Fouled off the glove of Ignafo. Nearly held on for the strikeout. Instead, we'll do another 1-2. In the second half of the Bandits, the pitching has remained stellar, but the bats really what picked up team OPS in the 780s during the month of August. Bierman fires again. Down and outside, two balls and two strikes. The offensive numbers steadily increasing for Quad Cities. Their on-base percentage led the league last month. 329 on the season. That's top five in the league. Also top five in home runs, triples, and stolen bases. 2-2. Tapped foul. Omar, a tough out here. Then on the pitching side of things, the staff's ERA of 3.71, top three in the league, as is their whip, runs allowed, walks allowed, tied for second in strikeouts, or in shutouts, I beg your pardon. 2-2, that's hit well, deep towards the left field corner. Coley is on the track, he looks up, it's gone! Home run, Omar Hernandez. It's his first since the month of April, and his second of the season. And he's loving it. A big smile on his face as he gives a fist bump to Brooks Conrad. Justin Johnson there to greet him. A high fly ball that lands on the left field berm, right around the foul pole. And look at that third base dugout. They love to see it. That gets Quad Cities back up by six. It's 7-1. And O knew there was a chance right off the bat. Just plopped onto the grass. First pitch. Johnson swings and misses. He chased down and away. Strike one. This is the last opportunity, most likely, for Johnson to extend his on-base streak. He is 0-for-4 with a couple of strikeouts. The pitch. Inside, near the hands. One ball, one strike. Home run for Quad Cities, just their third of the series and their first not hit by Spencer Nivens. 1-1. Breaking ball, outer half, a called strike two. Johnson was on base in the first inning, but he reached via air. That does not count towards your on-base percentage and thus any on-base streaks. Bierman winds and fires. Outside, that was another slider, but not close enough for Johnson to consider swinging. Looks like Chaz Martinez is ready to go in that Bandits bullpen. He will pitch the top of the ninth, most likely. 2-2. Down the middle. Strike three. Caught him looking. Justin Johnson reaches base in 21 consecutive games, but 22 looks like it may not come tonight. We're going to go to the top of the ninth in Davenport. The Bandits 3 outs away from a 7-1 win and ending the regular season on a very high note.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's 5 unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Inning in the regular season finale. Quad Cities in front of Beloit 7-1 after a solo shot from Omar Hernandez. Yidi Cappe leads off the ninth against Chaz Martinez, and the lefty delivers a breaking ball for strike one. Chaz relieves Tommy Molsky, who gave up an unearned run. He pitched the eighth inning and the eighth inning only. 0-1. Line drive towards left. It's over Dickerson into the outfield. Yidi Cappe just 1-for-19 in the series prior to that hit. Snaps an 0-for-3 and gets aboard in the ninth for Ryan Ignafo. Chaz Martinez, a big part of the reason why Quad Cities had such a successful second half. On the season, a 4.17 ERA. As Ignafo chops one towards short, Dickerson's got this one. Step on the bag for one. On to first. It's a double play. Fourth of the ball game for Quad Cities. And just like that, the River Bandits are an out away from ending the regular season with a victory.
Next up, number five, Kim Alderman.
That is the 109th double play of the season. Dickerson got a nice hop. Baseball took him right to the bag. Throw on to Caglione in plenty of time. Here's Kemp Alderman. First pitch swinging, broken bat bouncer. Werner's got it. Sets his feet, fires to first, and that's the ball game and the regular season. Quad Cities beats the Skycarp 7-1 in the series finale. And with that win, the Bandits wrap up the regular season with 5 straight series wins. And next week are headed back here to Davenport and to Wisconsin for game 1, 2, and 3, perhaps, of the Midwest League West Division Championship. River Bandits post-game show comes your way next. We'll wrap up the final game of the regular season, give you one more look around the Midwest League and the Kansas City Royals farm system. The Bandits win their final Sunday matinee of the regular season, and they do so in convincing fashion, taking down the Skycarp 7-1.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
For the final time today, for the final time this week, and for the final time in the regular season, we welcome you back to Modern Woman Park in downtown Davenport. Kyle Kirchville with you for the River Bandits post-game show as Quad Cities takes down the Beloit Skycarp 7-1. They wrap up the regular season with their fifth straight series victory. Here's what the line score looked like today. For the Skycarp, they're held to one run on five hits. They commit one error, go 0-4 with runners in scoring position, and strand three on the base paths. For the victorious River Bandits, seven runs on nine hits. They also commit one error, go 5-13 with men in scoring position, and strand six on base. The winning pitcher polishing off another fantastic start in an undefeated season. It's Oscar Rayo. He is 6-0 to conclude 2024. He goes five scoreless innings, allows just three hits, no walks, strikes out two, and needed, in classic Rayo fashion, just 48 pitches to complete those five frames. The losing pitcher is Beloit's starter, Ike Buxton. He falls to 2-8 to close out the summer, giving up six runs, five earned in 2 2/3 innings on five hits, two walks, and five strikeouts. Per usual, the River Bandits bullpen outstanding to close out the ball game. Shane Panzini, Tommy Molsky, and Chaz Martinez combined for four innings in relief. Molsky allows just one unearned run, and the trio combines for four strikeouts. Final time of the game, another quick one, just 2 hours and 4 minutes, with 3,683 through the gates in the series finale. The Bandits did almost all of their damage in the first third of the ball game. Jack Caglione and Carson Rockefeller with a couple of RBIs in the first. The Bandits then pulled away in the third. They scored a run on a wild pitch, then got a two-run triple from Sam Coolisingham and an RBI double from Omar Hernandez. The Bandits' catcher would strike for the final run of the game. He launched a solo homer in the eighth for his second of the season and his first since the road trip in South Bend all the way back in April. Here's a look at the Midwest League scoreboard where there's still some action going on. Peoria with a 7-0 lead against Lake County. They're in the bottom of the fourth at Dozer Park. Wisconsin has an 8-1 lead over the Cedar Rapids Colonels. They're in the eighth at Veterans Memorial Stadium. And up in Grand Rapids, the Lansing Lugnuts with a 4-2 lead in the ninth against the West Michigan Whitecaps. The Great Lakes Loons take down Dayton to wrap up their season. 6-5 the final at Dow Diamond. South Bend, a 3-1 win over Fort Wayne at Parkview Field. And, of course, here in Quad Cities, the Bandits with a 7-1 win over the Beloit Skycarp. In the Kansas City Royals farm system, there's still baseball to be played this evening. There's baseball currently being played at the AAA level. The Omaha Storm Chasers trying to close out a 3-2 lead against the Memphis Redbirds. They're in the top of the ninth in Tennessee. Single-A Columbia will conclude its season against Charleston at 4:05 Central. They're taking on the Charleston River Dogs in Game 6 of 6. Northwest Arkansas concluding its season against Springfield at 4:35 Central. NWA 65-65, trying to finish the year with a winning record. With the Bandits' win today, they finished the season 68-63. It's the club's first winning season since the championship win in 2021. They finished the second half winners of the Western Division at 38-28. They wrap up the year 34-31 here at home and winners of back-to-back ball games. For Beloit, their season ends at 60-69 overall. 30-36 in the second half, 24-40 on the road, losers of back-to-back games to close out the regular season. Well, the Bandits, as we've talked about ad nauseum and will continue to talk about, back in action next week. That's right, their season is not done yet. They'll be back in action here in Davenport, Tuesday, September 10th. It's game one of a three-game series against the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. We kick off the Midwest League West Division Championship right here in Davenport at 6:30. We'll have all the action for you on Bally Live, MILB TV, and at riverbandits.com. If you can't catch the ball game in person, make sure you tune in and join us early at 6:20 for the start of the River Bandits pregame show. That's game one of the series. The Bandits and Rattlers will be off on Wednesday as the team travels to Appleton. Game two is Thursday, September 12th. That game starts at 6:40 up at Fox City Stadium. Game three will be that next Friday, if necessary. Well, that'll do it for our broadcast today. Thank you, as always, for tuning in. On behalf of our entire production staff and our director, Justin Hodge, I'm Kyle Kirchwell, wishing you a wonderful rest of your Sunday. And once again, one more time, a huge shout-out to all of the Jod Squad, the Third Floor crew, all the seasonal staff members here at Quad Cities. I'll tell you, folks, they are the best in the biz. They help bring you the broadcast. They do everything behind the scenes to bring you a full summer's worth of fun here in the Quad Cities. So another shout-out to all the folks in that production room, everybody who runs the camera, runs replay, directs. They're the best, and I can't wait to be back with them and back with you next Tuesday as the Bandits are back in the playoffs for the first time since 2021. Until then, have a great rest of your weekend. We'll see you next time here in downtown Davenport. So long from the Quad Cities.